Welcome to the Power of Your Story Virtual Summit. We are so excited to welcome you on this journey to amplify your impact, skyrocket your business, and change lives through the power of your unique story. Be sure to listen to the daily prayer along with the speaker sessions and participate in the daily challenge to receive not just inspiring information, but to be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And don't forget to download the free gifts provided by each speaker, which is an opportunity to go deeper on what they shared. Enjoy this session of the Power of Your Story Virtual Summit.
All right. Hey, everyone. I'm Carol J. Dunlop, the Online Wow Strategist, and I'm welcoming you to another fabulous, awesome, mind-blowing session with the Power of Your Story Summit. The reason I say that, because I know it's going to be that, because Dr. Diana Morin Mitchell is powerful and awesome and mind-blowing in her own right. So I'm so glad that she's here to help us. Dr. Diana, welcome. And thank you for doing this.
My pleasure. My pleasure.
Yes, it's going to be all of our pleasure in just a second. So we're going to get started with this in just a minute. I got just a few questions for you. But before we get going on that, why don't you tell us about you, who you serve, about your business, anything that you feel like our audience needs to know?
Well, my name is Dr. Diana Moy Mitchell, and the Lord has blessed me to provide coaching and counseling and courses for women to help them walk in their purpose on purpose. So I'm excited to be here on today to share even more about my story.
Awesome. And we can't wait to hear it. So let's get going. Let's jump in. So first of all, why did you choose this category of sharing your story?
I chose this category because I personally was taken on a journey. Even when I was working on my doctoral work, the Lord strategically put me on this journey to actually release shame from my life so that I can tell my story. And so I've been going about sharing my story, my experiences, in hopes of bringing not only healing, but connecting and with other women so that they can remove silence and shame from their life and share their story and eventually prosper from sharing their story.
Yes, definitely. That is a big thing, shame. Shame runs a whole society of, I think, I want to say the Chinese society. They're like a shame type society, I want to say, because they're all about, you know, don't put any darkness here. Don't bring us down at all. And then I think even in other societies, you know, the United States and in the all of the Americas and stuff, we are, when shame comes in, when something happens to us and we feel shameful, we do not want to share that. We don't want even, most of the time, we don't even want to talk about it. Wouldn't you say?
I totally agree with you. I know that the enemy works with us by placing us in these strengths of shame so that we will be silenced and so that we will isolate ourselves from the community that God has called us to. But I'm reminded of the scripture, Psalm 107 and 2, it says, "Let the redeemed of the Lord say so." And God is calling us to have courage to not only set us free from the shackles of shame, but to help set others free. And so when we speak our truth, when we share our story, we're not really glorifying the pain that we've gone through, but we are glorifying the God who brought all of us through it to where we are today.
Amen. That is so true. That is so true. And I'm glad you're here to shed light on this whole thing. So how do you feel this category applies to what you're doing and have done in your own business?
Well, I just really feel that it's very important because each and every one of us have a story, right? We started somewhere, we've been through something, and God has brought us to this place where, okay, now that the chains of shame have been broken from our lives, we're to testify, we're to tell others about what God has done for us. I'm reminded again of the scripture in Revelations 12 and 11. It says they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Everybody has a word. Everybody
That is
has
so
a
true.
story to share. And what we've survived is not just our shame, it's our sermon. And you don't need to be in church or a pulpit to share your sermon. You can be at school, you can be at home, you can be in the grocery store, shopping, and be able to connect with someone just by sharing your story.
I love that. I mean, we always have to be ready because God says we are always supposed to be preaching the gospel, teaching the gospel, sharing. And along with that is our story about how we became a Christian, why we're dealing, why we're doing what we're doing, how we get along in this world. Because I think a lot of people, they say, yes, I believe in God. Yes, I pray. Yes, I believe in the Bible and things like that. But they don't have the application of putting their story in there and working it so that someone else can be edified. They can be, like looking at, it's like looking out into a vast nothingness, right? So you come along, Dr. Diana, and you say, hey, my story is such and such and such. And that person now gets to see the light at the end of the tunnel where before they saw nothing. Do you agree?
Because yes, I do agree, because a lot of people feel when they're going through something that they're the only one. And that is the trick of the enemy to overwhelm us with shame and, as I said earlier, isolate ourselves. He wants us to believe that we are the only one. And when you open your mouth, when you tell it anyway, others find permission to not only heal, but also share their story.
That permission part is so important because I think a lot of times we don't even think we have permission to even say it or even think about it or whatever. And I know a lot of people who are listening right now, a lot of you right now, have a story that is shameful, that you don't want to talk about, that hurts you. And what I want to say to you now is to go to God in prayer and ask Him to heal you from this. Because in order for you to share, you have to be on the other side of the story. If you're just going through something, something just happened, don't worry, everything will work out. But when you get on the other side is when you can get your strength and show people, I went through this, I did this. I do that same thing with my breast cancer journey. Sometimes I even forget that, I went through breast cancer, and it's hard to think about. How could you forget? Because my life is just going on. And when somebody says something about it, or when there's some story on, I kind of get in my feelings about it. But I know that God brought me out of it. I've survived. I've been here for like 12, 13 years past that story. So I'm definitely healed from it. And I encourage others to kind of do the same with that.
I like that point that you made about healing first, because sometimes if we're not healed, we'll bleed on others,
Oh,
right?
wow.
And so we must get healed, whether it's seeking a therapist or a counselor or someone that can take you through the journey of healing. I know when God started me on this journey of when I was working on my doctorate, it was my professor who was in pastoral care that helped me heal and gave me a safe space to share my story with him, where he didn't shame me, but he loved me through it and helped me write my doctoral work. He helped me write my dissertation. So you got to get to a place where you're healed before you share the story.
You're so right. A coach of mine, this was several years ago, she had been through a lot of trauma in her while she was not just growing up, but she was already grown and she went through a lot of trauma and she felt shameful about it. She never shared. I'm not going to say what it is because then she'll know what I'm talking about. But she felt shameful about it and did not share her story. And I tell you what, she did was able to share her story. She was on the this conference on the stage, and all of a sudden she just could not continue whatever it was she was talking about. She broke down, she was crying, and she was trying to get herself together. And at that moment, she kind of stopped and she said, okay, God, I hear you. This is what I need to share my story. And for the very first time in front of like 100 or so people, she shared her story of what she had been through. And afterward, people were coming up to her and saying, oh, thank you so much for sharing that. I'm going through that as well. I have someone I know who's going through that. Oh, wow. It was really moving. And from then on, she was like, I'm going to work my story into everything that I do.
That's
So we just,
powerful.
Yes, we just never know. The next question I have for you is, how can listeners emulate what you've done with your story inside their own business so that they can get to the end and be sharing it as well to help their business?
Well, all of us, like I said earlier, have a story, and God will use the shame, the pain to for his purpose, for his glory. And whatever he has brought you through, he has called you to a place to minister to others. And as you minister, your story is fabricated or weaved through the curriculum or the material that you have in your business to set up. So everybody's story is not the same, but there is power in all of our stories to help heal others, to help connect with others, and to help everyone prosper as they go their way. So I would just, encourage those who are listening to sit down and talk with God and say, okay, how do you want me to formulate my story so that I can help others?
That is so true. That is so true. We have to put it in a place where we can say it even without breaking down. In the first couple of times, whatever your story is, you're probably going to break down or you're probably going to lose it for a second. But just know that the more you say it, the more you tell it, the more you get help from God with it, you're going to be okay. A perfect example of this, and this is on the business side. Actually, this morning I was in a chat with people I have no idea who they are. And they were asking something about putting their product out. And they were saying, I have a really tiny list, a small email list, but I'm gonna put my product out there. Another lady said, well, I put my product out there before and nothing. So I'm gonna go back and rework it. So when I saw those, I felt something to say, let's help you. And I was like, go to AI, put that in there, let's see how it's going, because I knew something was wrong. If you went through all, then the lady, one of the ladies said, well, I used AI to do the ads, but the ads weren't getting anything. I was like, okay, so go use another AI or something else, because something's wrong with that story or with what you're putting out there, because it's either the wrong audience or the wrong message to the right audience. Either way, nobody's doing anything. So we got to go back and start over and see and examine and see what's missing. And I think that's what we do in our story. We examine it, because in the beginning, we don't tell a whole story. We tell the beginning, we skip over the middle, and we get to our result. But as we mature, I feel that we can go through the things. I mean, nobody needs to know 100% of anything, but we tell the points that will help people get past where they're stuck. And then that's when the magic happens, like, oh my gosh, I just did that. I just saw that. I just heard that.
That's very powerful that you said that, because your story is not for everybody.
Oh yeah. Yeah, definitely.
And you have to connect with the audience and that needs to hear and receive from you.
And I have to second you on that. Yes, your story is not for everyone, but if you don't tell it at all, you won't know who the people are. You have to take that chance, take that opportunity, say what you need to say, and then you just let it fall. I remember several years ago, when I was just starting to do summits and stuff, I had a coach who came in and taught me how to do it. But then I said, I don't know about this thing about talking about God and faith and all of that, even though I've been a Christian all my life. You know how we are with kind of saying, yeah, we're followers. Yeah, we're Christians. I believe we should say we're Christians because God said we should say it. And she says, Carol, don't worry about that. Just be you. Your heart is on your sleeve, your faith is on your sleeve. You talk about it, let it come out, because the people who are drawn to you will find you, because God will lead them to you. Do you agree with that?
I do agree with that there is only one Carol, there is only
Yes.
one Diana, and we are
Yes.
unique, and we must be authentic in who God has called us to be and share that story, because when you share your story, you're revealing your purpose and the power that God has transitioned through you, through all that you have gone through. You've been empowered and you have the openness or permission to tell it.
Exactly. I love that. See, I told y'all it was going to be powerful. I told y'all. I have one more question for you, Dr. Diana. What's a lesson that God has taught you about your story?
Well, God has taught me that when we yield our story, we make impact and it brings increase, right? We're impacting not only our lives but and growing, but we're impacting someone else's lives, as I stated before, to a place of healing, right? When the shackles of shame have been broken from their lives just by you saying something to them, then you are connecting with them in ways that you did not connect with them before. You're gaining trust, you're gaining credibility and community. A community. God has called me to women, to really speak into the lives of women. And so it's very important when we yield our voice for God, He uses those open doors, right, for ministry, but not only ministry, but for the marketplace. And so that's very important. There's a woman waiting on your story to start her healing. And there's a room also waiting on your story to start your increase. And that's what I would encourage people to do. Just start
Yes,
sharing.
amen. What is that thing? Closed mouth don't get fed. So we got to get fed the
Fed.
gospel, we got to get fed business stuff, and we have to get fed the bread of life. You know, that we have to live
Exactly.
and we show people how we live and we're enthusiastic about it because nobody wants the Debbie Downers. You know, every time I come in to talk to you, you're like, oh, I'm so we gotta be, you know, the gospel is joyous. The word that we
Yes,
have
it
to get
is.
out there is happiness, it's peaceful. It's like we can do anything. My favorite scripture, we can do all things through Christ Jesus, all of them.
Through
So
Christ.
yeah, don't be out there like, you know, oh, woe is me, because God wasn't like that. Even in the temple when he was throwing out, Jesus was throwing out the people who were going against his father, he was like, y'all get out of here. And then he went back to doing what he needed to do. He wasn't moping around like, you know, he was just
No.
like, let's do it. Put my
Yeah.
armor, the full armor of God on, and let's move forward.
Yes. Staying focused on what God has called you to do.
Amen. Amen. Well, this has been awesome in talking with you. But before we let you get out of here, I need two things from you. One is that gift that you have for us, and everyone, you'll see the link right below. And then also let us know how we can find you in these internet streets.
Well, the gift that I have is how to unlock unshakable joy. God has not called us just to survive what we've gone through, but He's called us to thrive, to thrive. And that is simply to have unshakable joy, no matter what the circumstances or problem is. And people can find me on YouTube, Dr. Diana Moy Mitchell. They can find me on what is that? Facebook
Oh
and
yeah, Facebook, that
Instagram and TikTok, right? They can find me
Yes.
in all of those places, Dr. Diana Moy Mitchell.
Awesome. Spreading the gospel, spreading the word, and mainly spreading the joy. Thank you so much for joining us. And thank you to everyone who is listening right now. I hope you got something out of this. And the main thing that I would say is share your story because joy is waiting for you, right?
Yes, it is.
Well, thanks everyone. And stay tuned for the next session coming right up.
Thank you for listening to this session of the Power of Your Story Virtual Summit. If you haven't already, be sure to listen to the daily prayer at the top of the page and make sure you check out the daily challenge. The challenges are specific to each category and are located at the bottom of the page. Are you thinking that you won't be able to listen to, learn from, or enjoy each of the 24 interview sessions? No worries. Simply upgrade to the Power of Your Story All Access Premium Pass. You'll get lifetime access to all 24 recordings, plus the Power of Your Story swag bag worth over $2,555. There's no better time than right now to create and promote your story and skyrocket your business, and you'll have access to the tools you need forever. Click the link to upgrade right here on the page. Thank you again, and stay tuned for the next speaker.